Welcome back to Love and Friendship with Tomotololu Adera. See me. I want to believe you've been able to shoot a shot, or at least out of friend zone. Thank God for love today. We probably wouldn't know anything about love if not for John 3:16. But nevertheless, we all need love. We need a direct human love too. So still on the journey of igniting the candles of love and keep your friendship in a proper check. Today, we will be having the female experience of the matter discussed in the previous episode, where we talked about getting friend zoned when already in love, which is as much as saying a one-sided love. For the sake of love and friendship, we are trying as much as possible not to be biased with the subject matter. Even though Corona couldn't allow the ladies come out of their domiciles to physically share their experiences, like our handsome male guest did in the previous episode. Well, I guess that's one of the benefits of being a man. Our immune system is very, very strong and stubborn. And if you can relate, men are not preachers of love. We are war. We are fight. We are in the buskies. Bow! Oh my God. I can't believe I just said that. Anyways, even though without the physical presence of of our female guests, at least we were able to get our shared experiences via voice record. Don't get lost and confused. Today's discussion is still centered on getting friends when already in love, or let's say one-sided love. But we are looking at it from the ladies' perspectives. So before we shut the door and commence the maritime journey to the love island, please go grab a mug of coffee, softly relax your spines, and enjoy the spree. Welcome back. Just as I've said, our guest isn't physically present here, but wait for it. Our sweet voice will get you goosebumps, and the story will definitely touch you, as she will be answering the exact same questions that our male guests answered to in the previous episode. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I present to you one of the bravest and strongest young ladies in this complex and compromising era of love. She goes by the beautiful name Fabian. What a whooping name. Woof. Not to worry, she is harder and hot to say nothing but the whole truth in this court of love. I'm gonna allow her to introduce herself briefly by herself.
Yeah, good day, Lua Daresimi. My name is Fabian Lawrence Luani Femi. So I'm from Kogi State. I'm from University of Ilorin, 200 level microbiology student of life sciences.
Whoops! I told ya, she's got a juicy vocal cord. So Fabian, you know, in the scenario of one-sided love, you sure know it's either you're being dated without you being aware, or you are dating someone without the person being aware. And we all know that's a relationship that's not mutual. So to our first question, Fabian, were you the victim of one-sided love, or you were the one who played the victim? Which exactly was yours?
Yeah, I was the victim of the one-sided love. I was the victim, which was already in love and, you know, yeah.
Aww, I'm touched already. This is the same as our male guest in the previous episode. When a girl falls in love with you, she falls deeply in love with you. When she's in love with you, she is indeed in love with you wholeheartedly. It is almost impossible to leave anything undone for you. She is even ready at some point to choose you over her family. She tends to be so kind, so attentive, so caring, understanding, prayerful, and supportive as possible. She can spend hours on the phone with you and not get tired. She draws strength from just hearing your voice. Come on! Guys, when a lady falls in love with you, the way she looks at you readily takes you to cloud nine. I mean, she's ever ready to talk about anything at all. Even when there is nothing to talk about, she becomes free and pretends less. And as such, she acts like a child around you. She doesn't hesitate to scream, raise her voice, laugh out loud, or act anyhow crazy around you just to get your attention. I mean, she often doesn't care about being the first to start up a conversation with you. And just like how a lady holds the mumu button of her lover boy, when a lady loves you, guys, when a lady loves you, she gives you the control over her. Women are just so adorable when in love. Moving on to our next question. Fabian, was your relationship extremely beyond friendship? And how would you define your relationship with the guy?
Yeah, it was extremely beyond friendship. We were friends, best friends. We were lovers. I think we were everything. In fact, I've never loved someone that way, honestly. I loved too much and I hurt too much. Cause, no. Yeah, we were together, we're always together, you know. Whenever you're in love with people, you don't even have an out of doubt about the person. You so much, you revolve your whole life around them because, you know, they just everything that comes through your mind every day. You know, that was exactly the definition of how it was. So it was not even like friend zone, this thing. It was relationship of love. Like, it was so beautiful at the beginning.
Considering this response very closely, a relationship of love, then we can actually relate this to a one-sided love. I'll say this again today. We all deserve to love and be loved equally in return, or even more. It is so heartbreaking when you expect to be treated as a boo, but unfortunately, you get a friendship treatment instead. After investing your time, your patience, investing your love and heart, pouring out love and picturing a future together, then you just snap out of your fantasy for a bit, only to find yourself in the zone of friendship. Damn! It is a reality you'd never want to see exist. But trust me, the earlier you find out you've been friend-zoned, the better you shape yourself properly and decide if you want to remain in the zone or not. So Fabian, kindly tell us, how did you know that you had been friend-zoned?
Yeah, the moment I realized I was being friend-zoned, he had issues with his health and fine, that was by the way. You know, the way it used to be before, it can't be expected to be like that because of his health. You know, you need some time. You need to be there for him and everything, which I was available. I don't know what else someone can do that I had not done. Then the moment I knew I was friendzone was later, I started discovering that it was just using the health issue to just, you know, just to create an excuse. It was saying something like, even if we can't be together, we'll always be friends. I'll always be there. I was like, hey guy, where is this coming from? Like, why was the yeah, we are friends. We were friends before we moved to the next level. So where is this coming from? That was when I knew that, hey girl, you've been friend zoned. Like, seriously? Yeah, that was it.
Part really got me, honestly. Guys and excuses, why are we just like this? Okay, apart from him giving excuses, what else can you say he did that made you realize you had actually been friend-zoned?
He started giving attitudes. Like, there was a time before I go back there was a day I was calling him. I wanted to see him because then he had the issues already, and he was not picking up. I was so worried, like, what is wrong with him? He had health issues and so, okay, so it was late already, around 8, 9, I can't remember well. And I was so troubled. My roommates was like, yo, calm down, what's wrong with you? He's fine. He's not a kid now, just calm down. I was like, no, me, I'll go and check on him and all that. So at that late hour, I took a bike. I went to his place. His place is kind of far away from my place. Yeah, so when I got there, I continued calling. He did not pick. I was just about to enter into his hostel when I saw him and his ex coming out of his hostel. I was shocked. I was, I was, I was shattered at that moment. Tears were running down my eyes. Like, is this the person I've been calling for hers and I've been worried? Like, is something wrong with him? And here he is. But you know, we later settled the whole issue and, you know, foolish me was so blinded with love and I moved on with that. And though, So, the moment I knew, let me go back to your question, the moment I knew I had been friendzoned was after 6 months of our relationship. I noticed we've drifted apart. I was the one always calling I was just calling out like, hey guy, this thing is, we are drifting, what's happening? I'm just this person that always notice and always call out for it. So it now seems like I was the only person that was just interested in the whole thing to work. You understand how it is now. And people are not interested, so they don't even care. They don't want to know if you are drifting or not.
Oh no, this isn't happening. You mean, oh God, the guy was ignoring your calls while he was with his ex in the hostel. And to top it all, late at night. No, this is bad. Okay, let me see if I can justify his actions. What if they weren't actually doing anything wrong? What if they were just having a prayer session concerning his health, since he wasn't feeling fine? But nevertheless, with his ex? That's gross. And Fabian, I see no reason why you should blame yourself for forgiving. You were just a sweet girl with a kind heart and a loving heart. In short, you deserve better. For the sake of ladies like Fabian out there, I mean innocent, beautiful, kind-hearted, I mean sweet ladies out there. Yeah, I will tell you some signs that a guy has friend-zoned you or is friend-zoning you. Okay, I'ma reveal our secret. No, their secret. I'm not a monk. Although guys said to do it indirectly, how they would you obviously see it coming? So speaking from Fabian's experience, when a guy makes too many excuses just not to see you or speak with you, my sister, you've been friend-zoned. And if he makes no effort to ask about you, ask about how you're faring, make you laugh and all, oh my God. He doesn't want to go beyond friendship with you, trust me. When a guy prefers to hang out with you, if only it's a group thingy, my sister, you have been friend-zoned. See, don't be deceived. A guy who is really into you would want to spend a little one-on-one time with you. That's how it is. It is what it is. See, when he asks you for advice on other girls, when he asks you for advice on how to hit on Sandra, how to hit on Vivian, Sharon, how to hit on Favor, how to hit on Mary. Dear sister, it's obvious now. He's trying to tell you that he has other options. I mean, he's doing that because he only sees you as a friend and nothing else. And to further affirm this, if he asks you for a breakup advice, oh, it is finished. Don't be excited. Believe me, he is seeking advice from a friend and not a future girlfriend. In contrast to what I just said, when he gives you dating advice, oh, my sister, hold it! You don't know what it is. You don't know. So let me tell you. You're on a high table, but you're sitting on a plastic chair. Cut it! Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Ladies are the way they think though. And innocent girl would be like, what if he does start to make me fall for him? Oh, sorry. Some girls still use this idea, quite alright. They use this idea to manipulate you and have you date them. But if that happens, baby girl, it's really a lame move. And you don't want to go there. Such a guy is not man enough. He has no balls. I know some guys will probably disagree with me here. But ladies, listen. If a guy doesn't buy you stuff, take you for lunch or dinner, buy you drinks or that chocolate you so crave for, he most definitely sees you as a friend and nothing more. Yes, it's okay to split the check if you two go out to an eatery or a restaurant. But, you know, a gentleman who really want to build something with you will grab the check before you do. That's how it is. I know guys are probably mad at me now, but it's okay. That's what it is. It is what it is. very close attention to your guys. If your guy checks out other girls while with you and even hits on them, my dear sister, you're on the long thing. And then on the other hand, if he doesn't care or feel somehow jealous when other guys hit on you or check you out, my dear sister, you are a bestie indeed, a very good one. See, there is a difference between courtesy for a lady and pretense. When a guy displays disgusting manners such as farting around you, belching, picking his nose with his fingers, gluttonously eating like a lion that has been sentenced to death, Kilode, he has no sense of romance towards you at all. He only sees you as a friend. I'm not saying he should pretend to be what he isn't, but what I'm saying is, a guy that romantically likes you will be of his best behavior, at least for the first phase in the relationship. That's how it is. I think I've said this before, but I'm gonna repeat it. If your guy doesn't make any advances at you and doesn't invite you for a hangout, you have been friend-zoned. The truth is, a guy who loves you and wanna date you will ask you out. Yes, will ask you out. If you're the one always making the plans, then the feeling isn't mutual. When a guy is fond of texting you without making an actual phone call to make plans with you, he is only keeping you checked on his friend list. See, it is quarantining period. If he only texts you and doesn't call you, just stop deceiving yourself already, okay? It's glaring you're only a friend. I can go on and on, but let me drop the last but not least sign of when a guy has friend-zoned you. Ladies, when a guy truly loves you, he would make attempt at physical contact with you. If he doesn't, you have been friend-zoned. And, wait, no. What are you thinking? Don't let your mind go astray. By physical contact, what I'm saying is, he would want to show how much he cares about you by physically touching you, like holding your hands, you know, giving you a pat on the back or shoulder. You know, these are just harmless and pure gestures. So if he keeps his hands to himself, it is either he's a very gentle man or he's only a friend who is trying to maintain the boundaries of friendship. Back to our interesting guest, Fabian. How did shooting your shirt go? Oops, African ladies don't shoot their shirts. Oh, okay, let me rephrase the question. How did shooting his shirt at you go? Like, what happened? What was the response like? What did you say?
Yeah, it wasn't more of like shooting my shot. I'm this kind of person. I don't believe in playing hard to get for a guy. If you like a guy, as long as it's a two-way thing for you guys to connect, there's no need to be giving him hard time, tough time to say yes. Cause whether you do or not, if it will work, it will. If it won't, it will not. So he liked me. He said it. He asked me out. I gave a little bit time, not even like 2-3 days but I knew what the answer was going to be actually. So, and I said yes. So that was it.
Wow, nice one. So you were gonna say yes, but you just have to put the "I'll think about it" string. Love is interesting, you know. Okay, before then, did you see the advances here pretending that all you did was out of friendship? Then afterwards, how disappointed were you when you came to the understanding that you were the only one in the relationship? You know, this is a one-sided love, yeah? So how disappointed were you?
It was a relationship. It was a friendship. It was love. It was a beautiful thing in the beginning, you know. He said, did he see my advances? Yeah, pretended it was our friendship. He obviously knew it was not friendship. We were in love, or should I say I was in love, only for me to say, what? So you actually think this is a friend? Yeah, I can be your friend, even if it doesn't work. Yeah, I can always be like a father to you. What, where the hell are you coming from? Like, I was no. I was so disappointed, honestly, because it was someone I held at a very, very high esteem. Like, the way we met was divine, the way we connected, and I'm not really a person who really believe in things like that, but no, honestly, I was in love.
Thank you so much for sharing all of these, Fabian. I personally can imagine the emotional trauma you must have gone through. The betrayal, the infidelity, the wasted time, energy and strength. Damn. It's too much. Fabian, thank you so much. My final question is, having had this kind of experience, in order for a lady not to fall too deeply in love and yet be friend-zoned, should the lady shoot her shot? Or do you have any other suggestion?
Okay, yeah. I would say, as a lady, you don't need to shoot your shot. If the guy likes you, let him come to you. If he doesn't like you, leave it. Call me African. Call me too serious. If a guy likes you, if he can't open his mouth and tell you likes you or ask you out, don't you ever, ever, ever shoot your shot to any guy. Honestly. Cause sometimes I just sit down and I think, wait, is it because I did not give you hard time before saying yes? That's why you did all of that to me. You went back to your ex. Like, no, honestly, I was so disappointed. So I would say as a lady, you should not. In fact, you don't need to even say it out that you like him. There's the way you act when you're around him and something. We let the guy know, this girl likes me. So as a smart guy, you tell her, you don't need to, you understand? Except maybe you have someone else that you really, the heart know what it wants. So that is it.
Okay. So that brings me to asking another question. If a lady gets friend zoned, should the lady keep besting the guy and hoping that one day the guy will feel the same way about her?
No, it's a big no for me. Never, ever, ever stay around him. Go far away from him. I know guys like that. Guys that would, we can just be friends and everything, but the way they act to you, they act like for you to fall so deep for them that you get crazy over them. Don't ever do that. When he friendzone you, leave. Like, dust your shoes together and leave. Don't ever, ever. And even when he comes to you, don't be in a haste to just sway yourself down to him. Give it time. Let him know that you are not a fool. So that is it.
So that's it, guys. We've heard Fabian's opinion. If you have a contrary opinion or a suggestion, you can reach out to me to let me know. Never forget, feeling is a freedom. It should be a self-will and not an imposition. You know, we wouldn't end today without listening to a poem written by me to you. This one is a little emotional, okay? So try not to cry. Right now, breathe in. Breathe out. Feel the moment. Hear the sound. And enjoy the reading. What is love without friendship? What is romance without kisses? What is compassion when it's shown a mile away? What is I love you when it's set 2 miles away? What is the essence of the land it calls without a physical touch? But in every way, I hide how I feel so you don't get hurt. And when I'm hurting, I pretend to be fine so you can worry less. I act fine and speak fine, cause I know you will be more broken if you find out I'm not fine. But guess what? I will be broken too if you're broken. Then what is the meaning of love if we have both heart broken? What would heal who? What would pat who on the shoulder and promise comfort? Perhaps I'm the one who needs to be parted now. Cause I'm done pretending. I surrender and speaking out my true feelings. I miss you. I miss us. Just call on me. My gladness can be contained as I really enjoyed this episode. My deepest appreciation goes out to you all for tuning in today. And I'm taking this time out to wish two of my friends a belated happy birthday. Jane Obianu Junwa, I hope this new year brings you all of your heart desires. And also, Anunandu Henry, I wish you success in all your endeavors. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you both, keep you, protect and guide you. Happy belated birthday, guys. And of course, a special shout out to our guest, Fabian Lawrence, for making this topic a very complete one. Thank you very much, Fabian.
I'm so glad to be on Love and Friendship. I am Otolawa Darasimi. And it's a privilege to be here today. Thank you.
That's humbling. It's my pleasure, okay? Thank you so very much for joining me. You're a brave and an intelligent young lady. And I can't wait to have you come back again with your Prince Charming this time. Thank you so much, Fabian. Fabian and I connected via WhatsApp. So this is me telling you that Love and Friendship with Omotololu Adarasimi now has a WhatsApp group, a subsidiary platform that heads straight to the Love Island. In the group chats, youthful and useful experiences are highly welcome to be shared. We discuss and provide possible facilitative ideas and suggestions. The group is a friendly and a lovely one where every member is respected and seen as one family. So on this note, join our WhatsApp group using the link in the description panel. And you can always reach out to us via Instagram at @omotola_oluaderasimi or via Twitter at @omotola_oluaderasimi to have you added on the group chat. Come share your story and let us learn and grow together. I am Omotola Oluaderasimi, and to you, allow me to spit love and fire into your beautiful ears again. Please stay safe, show love, and accept love. Peace.